My name's Isabel. I'm a senior at Princeton, and you're listening to Here and There, a new podcast by the Princeton English Department. At this moment, when we're far away from each other, we'll come together in this podcast to share original work, have conversations about literature, and more. In this episode, you will hear three pieces featured in this semester's Lit Review: The Fly by Natalia Arbeláez Solano, My Guest and I by Uma Menon, and I Want to Live in a House by Reb New. These pieces offer reflections on home.
My name is Natalia Arbeláez Solano, and I'm a junior in the Comparative Literature Department at Princeton. I wrote The Fly on one of those nights when I was feeling a strong sense of how eternal quarantine has been, and the uncertainty of how much longer it would take to end. And just seeing this fly in my room, about to die, and kind of thinking about death itself and how that sense of eternity that I was really feeling that night was just so heavily contrasted by the reality of death and how much we have been confronted with our own mortality and our vulnerabilities. And so I was just feeling connected to the fly, how I would eventually also be in a room for the last time, about to leave the world, but also how we both shared this appreciation for sunlight and for life itself, you know, as living things, and how I could turn that into something comforting in those final moments, but also draw comfort from it right now. There is a fly in my room tonight. Its small black body buzzes frantically around the room, hopelessly looking for escape. But the windows are covered with curtains and the door is closed. It gravitates to a small lamp on my nightstand, an instinctual memory of sunlight, and flies under the lampshade, its softened silhouette zooming in and out. In its frenzy, it cannot see the three fly corpses on my carpet that I haven't bothered to clean. Flies always come to my room. With two windows that provide the most sunlight in the house, my room is the perfect place for life. Plants always thrive here, but also a false hope for life. I chose my room because of my love for sunlight. It's almost 1 in the morning. When I'm asleep, will the fly walk over my face? I imagine myself unaware of its little dirty legs on my eyelids, on my lips. Sleep is the cousin of death. In the morning, I am alive. But the fly is faintly stirring on the carpet, and then completely still. When it's my time, I'd like to die in the morning too. That way, I can see the sun once more, feel its gentle rays through the window, welcoming me into another day. They say at the end, all you have are memories, but I don't want to see a lamp to remember the sun.
My name is Uma Menon, and I'm a student in Princeton's class of 2024. My guest and I. Sometimes I feel like a stranger in my own room. I notice things that I've never seen before, like paint on plastering and a switchless switchboard. The room is small, but there is much I do not know. I can't remember what the wall looks like behind the oversized mirror. I do not know what forgotten echoes are zipped inside of old backpacks in the closet. I remind myself of the mismatched crown molding at the corner of the wall, the edges yearning to meet, but never touching. The grooves collect dust like settled teardrops. I rub my dry eyes and blink to steady my sight. A vanity mirror looms over the room, doubling its size. It's the only mirror in the house that is free from the gummy residue of bindis. The vision is clean and unmoving, rounding out all of the scars lining the room. The open window glistens against my right cheek and makes my face look like a dark, waning moon reflected in the water. Jewelry, mostly rosy pink, is scattered all across the top of the dresser. Unclasped necklaces drape over a stand like a comforter pulled over the empty bed. Most of the earrings cling to their pair. The lonely others, without a match, reach for their partner through the mirrored reflection. The room's lavender walls make me feel at once peaceful and out of place. My dark skin matches the color of the furniture, the bed frame and dresser, the skinless bones of the room. In Malayalam, bedroom translates into the room to lying. In this room, I do the wrong type of lying. I lie by calling it my own room, though it has never really been mine. Only once have I slept here, coming home from a sleepless flight and night. When I was younger, this was the guest room, a pair of boots waiting to be filled at the right season, then left to stiffen. Suitcases would file in one after another, and then out again. Each time a guest was to arrive, we emptied the drawers of the dresser. In those wooden drawers, we would keep new clothes that were two sizes too big for me, tag and all, hoping I would grow into them someday. Like those clothes, I occupy space in this room now and then. It has been 2 years since someone filled these walls. I watched the suitcases tiptoe into the room then, full in their contents but empty in their reflections. But when they trudged out, headed for the airport, I was not there to watch. I missed the creaking of outbound suitcases and the tears of "When will I see you next?" I sat in class imagining what must have been said. "We will see you soon, and we will come the summer after next." It is the summer after next, and we are not there. You are not here either, but I occupy the space you once did. I sit cross-legged on the bed like you did when folding clothes for the suitcase. My mind, dry from over-scrubbing, replays "When will I see you next?" I wonder when we will become each other's visitors again. Until now, it has been space bulking between us, but now, time, too, has joined to keep us apart. One of your dresses hangs in my closet like a winter tree. I'm sorry. I meant to return it sooner, but now everything must wait. Today, I let my weight sink into the bed. I spend my days in the guest room, in my room, playing the role of my own guest. There is something about its impermanence that makes me belong, knowing it is only mine as long as I choose to stay.
My name is Rebecca New. I just graduated, and I'm in the class of 2020, and I live in New York City. And this piece was inspired by Sarah and Abby and their hospitality. Thank you. I want to live in a house that fills up, spills over, overheats, where the table is heavy, laden with food, stained, crumbs all over, glass cups with clear honeyed liquid and mugs with milky residue puddled at the bottom, a meowing cat interloping in the leftovers, a heaviness laying over the table, an accumulation of nitpicked arguments left unraveled, where the talking animals go off to the room over, huddling together as they stare and occasionally yelp at a 13-inch screen for hours. I want to live in a house where the hands return, their midnight bustle sweeping away the stale heaviness. One to the sink, which fills up with soapy bubbles. One to the table, its crusted veneer slowly disintegrating. And another to the floor, hands intermingled with feet as they pick up the remains of the day. I want to live in a house run by a continuous exchange of gifts. The gift of waking up to a clean sink, kneaded dough on its way to the oven, the latest bounty from the garden. I want to live in a house that is made and unmade and made again every day.
Thank you for tuning in to an episode of Here and There. This podcast was brought to you by the outreach interns of the English department, Haley Colborn and Isabel Griffith Gorgotti. The intro podcast theme is performed and composed by Ed Horan. And this episode was mixed by Minjae Kim. We owe a great thanks to the featured contributors to this episode, Natalia Arbelaez Solano, Uma Menon, and Rem New. This podcast has been made possible and brought to you by the Princeton University Department of English. Thank you, and we hope you are able to join us next time for another episode of Here and There.